public hearing agenda for this evening. Before we go on to additional business, why don't we refer back to our public hearings and get that little detail taken care of, and then we can get on with our last item of business. Our first public hearing was conditional use number 2319, Austin and Megan Embleton.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to CU 2319, Austin and Megan Embleton, I move to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action for for further consideration on conditional use number 2319, Austin and Megan Embleton. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Can you do roll?
No, do we have to roll call for these? All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thanks.
You're changing the rules.
Yeah, I know. So I think, no wonder I can't get it right. Sisball. Yeah.
Well, we can go down the roll.
Actually, I'm pretty sure it's my fault. Yeah, pretty sure it's me. Sorry. Okay, our next public hearing was conditional use number 2321, Coastal Properties LLC.
Guys, what do you think about this one? Sure. That was an unexpected turn in that one.
Yeah.
A lot of information there.
Yeah. And that trash is clearly trash. That was really piled up. If any other company did that, they would be big citations for that. You can't just dump stuff like that. And then all those cars parked like they were on the stingy, whatever road.
Well, there are definitely issues, but we'd cure that.
I will say, like I said, with stingy, that's the parking on that's going to be tough to enforce because nobody owns it. You know, it was like the original developer out there, which went defunct in, I don't know, 40 years ago. So it's not like it's a Del Dot Road or somebody has control over. You know, I just point that out. There's really no ownership of it.
Is there, I mean, can you condition the
And let me just say one thing, just so for the record. I'm not saying that as to advocate one way or the other for this. It's just a statement of fact that nobody owns. It's not a Del Dot Street. Sorry.
Right. It's not a Del Dot Street. Nobody owns it. Do we have the ability to prohibit them from let's look at it another way, that to require that all of their vehicles be kept on their property?
I think you could, and also, you know, make it so there's no entrances on Stingy Lane.
Yeah, and you can say no access from Stingy Lane.
I have a hard time believing. They said the co-op, but it's owned by DP&L. That DP&L is letting them park on.
I'm going to tell you that. In fact, if he called the co-op and asked them, the co-op said fine. You know why? Because they don't own it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they would have said, sure, it's all right with us. Go ahead. Park on DP&L.
Yeah. Okay, and is it worthwhile for us to look at the citations they had? I mean, are we allowed to consider that kind of stuff?
There's certainly a lot of notes there. There's more than I could read through in terms of.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should be able to. I don't know if there's a definitive answer to whether we are or we're not, but
I don't think there's any. As long as you can redact them so that they don't show any, you know, complainers' names, you know, or anybody.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't want to know that. I just want to know what things they've been cited for by what the county has said about this and what they've gone through.
Hold the record. We can defer and hold the record open to receive additional information from the director.
I don't want to deny them any opportunity to do what they want to do with their business, but I feel like they're going to do whatever they can do to the max until they get stopped. And she said in her testimony that we're going to move those vehicles to another property we have. The ones that are expired. So now we're going to create a junkyard someplace else?
Right. Well, I've been doing this for a long time, and I can tell you that every time you have the volume of notes that I think we're talking about, this is a problem property, okay? The constable has been spending a lot of time there, okay? And properties like that don't generally get better because the constable is there because they're not following the rules that they have to follow now, let alone a raft of stuff that we come up with on a plan. So that's what concerns me about this. I'm sure we can condition the daylights out of it, but who's going to...
Can we put a fence down the property line on Stingy Street with no access?
I mean, I think we could. I think we can, we can require.
That would certainly help the neighbors.
We can require that, yeah, and that will, that, in fact, you can require them to fence his entire perimeter.
Yeah, then contain their own rats.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, perfect.
So, I mean, I think we can.
Well, it's going to get tight, too, because Del Dot's going to require their entrance and no parking in the front yard setback.
You know what?
Oh, I know, yes.
That's not our problem.
That's not our problem.
I'm not saying it is, so.
So the answer, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I just kept thinking, this guy's a builder.
Yeah.
And he built the building wrong and got citated.
Yeah.
Well, you know, look, you know, and that's a pretty hard mistake to make. I mean, to say, oops, yeah, I mean, no. That's just going out, doing whatever you want to do and hoping you don't get caught.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that. It's forgiveness versus permission, except have you noticed the forgiveness is getting a little harder to get these days?
Yep.
No? I mean, so, I mean, I get it. I mean, I understand why people do it, and sometimes accidents happen, but apparently the Board of Adjustments didn't think it was an accident. But I think the answer to Ms. Hoy Stevenson's question is yes, we can look at whatever data there is, and perhaps we'll hold the record open for that. And I think that it is possible to condition this enough with conditions that are, I mean, a fence is easy to enforce. It's either there or it's not there, you know. But trying to catch cars being parked in a certain place, that's hard to do.
Right, right.
You know.
Yeah, but the fence might solve that.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the fence would be the solution.
Yeah.
How do you track down if there's a second home on, or second dwelling unit?
You inspect it.
We inspect it. What we're looking for kitchen and cooking facilities.
The
not one, not just
the
if
the
stove, cabins.
Basically.
Correct.
So the insinuation was that the stove wasn't hooked up,
yeah.
That it was just sitting there.
Because of a flood.
Yeah.
So they had disconnected.
Yeah. So, you know, the constable normally would differentiate between a stove that is stored in a building and a stove that is being used. Okay? Nothing that says you can't store a stove. In a box or whatever, or wrapped.
Well, I guess if they were using the front building as an office and the building in the back they put an apartment on, then it would be only one. Could
yeah,
they?
But it should all be part of the conditional use, really.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how things work, you know. So, yeah, okay. All right, then I would like to keep the, like defer on making any consideration and keep the record open for additional information from the director on citations made on this property.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on the conditional use number 2321 Coastal Properties LLC, leaving the record open to receive additional information from our executive director. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item was ordinance 22-02, an ordinance to amend the future land use map in regard to the east side of Kent Avenue. And the north side of Jefferson Bridge Road.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move we defer change of zone 1965 Kent Walston LLC for further consideration.
A second.
Why don't we defer action on ordinance 22-02 first?
I'm sorry.
There we go.
That's not mine.
Yeah, that's part of the same one.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Actually, it is yours.
Okay, excuse me. I'm
got
a little
it.
Tired.
Got it.
Very tired.
They all are.
Okay.
You just want to go watch football game.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. We'll accept your amendment to yeah.
Okay, I move that we defer ordinance 22-02.
Perfect.
I second.
And it's been moved and seconded to defer action on ordinance 22-02. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item was change of zone number 1965, Kent Walston LLC.
Change of zone 1965, Kent Walston.
Before you said that, I just want to say that guy actually had a point, though. If you look at the map, the whole area that's not already AR is a wetland. Right? I'm just going with the application that they put in. I'm just, you know, and then we can defer.
Okay.
I thought they testified there were no wetlands.
They said no state and they're waiting on
federal.
Yeah.
Jurisdiction yet, yeah, determination yet.
Oh, you said it was in there.
It was, yeah, it's a.
And it may jam them up too on the site plan.
I think we have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
A second.
Yes.
Moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1965, Kent Walston LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. And our next item was change of zone number 1964, Martin Property Development LLC.
I move to defer 2333 Kent Walston LLC.
No, not that one.
Nope.
CZ 1964.
CZ 1964.
I'm not feeling good, folks. I'm breaking out in sweat.
Uh-oh.
I can't feel any action on it.
And my office manager.
I second his motion to defer.
Good. Stay over there.
Yeah, all right. CZ 1964, Martin Property Development LLC. I move to defer.
Second. I'm sorry. I gave the wrong.
Yeah, so we deferred ordinance 2202, and we did CZ 1965 right now, just so we're on.
Right.
CZ 1965.
No, that's my, it's my fault. I'm sorry.
I thought we were on the one I read.
Yep.
2333.
No, we didn't do that one.
That one got taken off the agenda.
Yeah, we took that one off the agenda.
1964 is the.
Are we square?
Yeah, 1964 is the one that I was talking about with the wetlands. I'm sorry. So I've got messed up too, and I can't even say I'm sick. Sorry.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional on change of zone number 1964, Martin Property Development LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay.